Hey guys, it's Doc from DLC. I've been fortunate enough today to catch up with Andrew Bell. Hey there, Andrew.
Hi, Doc.
So, we've been able to kind of spot Red Rock Resources being flagged up on the radar after something of a kind of quiet liquidity period for you guys. Have you got any kind of initial explanation as to the new found popularity within the AIM market, Andrew?
Well, I think one of the things is that behind the scenes, the things are changing. Is that since May last year, the trade-weighted dollar has increased 25%. So the dollar's been stronger than it's been for decades. It's never had a move like this within our memory. So there have been two really strong currencies in the world. One's been the dollar, and the second has been gold, which has been strong against everything except the dollar. So since May last year, if you're a gold producer, your terms of trade have really improved, and people haven't noticed it because investors are still focused on the US dollar. But I can sense the tide beginning to come in, and I think if you catch the tide at the beginning and start trying to move, you could be, as we've been in the past, consistently, you can be one of the leaders in an upward move in the market. So that means when the market recovers, you go up faster, just as a small, illiquid company, when it comes down in our sector, we go down faster.
Okay, so we know, it's interesting to hear that. We're also aware that you raised some cash, about $1 million at 0.065. Initially, I'd imagine, you know, that some of your kind of long-term or legacy shareholders perhaps feel that, you know, there's been a little dilution on the cheap side. However, it seems that that was taken on the chin quite nicely. There's been a lot of interest since. The liquidity certainly picked up. Can you explain a little bit about that financing, why it was so integral to get that out the way in order to really start to turn the corner and make that move onwards and upwards?
Okay, we got some finance debt in the company, which looked insignificant when the price was much higher, but with the market capitalization having come down, one or two holdings that we have for historical reasons, where we've helped form a company or put assets into a company potential shares, have gone down too. We had to get our debt down. But the effect of doing that through mechanisms like Yorkville convertible were that there was a steady drip of stock into the market, and people were anticipating this. They'd come to recognize the pattern and get disturbed about it. So we thought, okay, it's this overhang and the feeling there's constant supply that is actually causing damage to the stock price and causing it to be undervalued. So we need to deliver a knockout blow and take most of this straight off the balance sheet, in particular, anything which has an individual facility, like the Yorkville one, has come to be seen, however fairly or unfairly, as proxy.
So rather than a death by a thousand cuts, it was a case of, you know, one quick chop off, and then move on, you know.
Take off the left arm instead, and then bind it up.
Right. Okay. So
grow a new one.
And grow a new one. That's the kind of the spider outlook of life, isn't it? You know, just keep on taking that limb away. So anyway, look, we know that there's been a bit of speculation about you've obviously got quite a broad and big portfolio of assets. There's been some discussion and speculation on Colombia and a number of other assets. Can you give us an update as to where you are? I think the market believes that you guys are moving ahead quite nicely. Some would even argue that getting this financing out of the way, taking away the debt or debt spiral instrument, is, you know, dusting yourself down, getting rid of all of the bad news, ready for some positive expectancy. Is that fair to say? And where are you with Colombia?
Yeah, it's fair to say. And it's also fair to say we've got more assets than we want to have, because we see ourselves as a kind of digestive system to add value and then sell on, farm out, whatever. But when the market's coming down, you get kind of constipated because you can't sell because the buyers aren't there. So selling Colombia now is really important for us in repositioning, because we can't add more value without the kind of investments we're not capable of making financially at the moment, and also we don't have expertise to do it well. So we're selling to some people who are the experts in this particular field, and the aim is to get it finished by Easter. Touch wood. I mean, we're on to them every day. They're on to us every day. We're exchanging final documentation, recognizing that you're talking about people in three or four different countries having to coordinate. And also, you know, it's time to make things don't always move as quickly as you can. At the moment, I'm hoping and praying it's going to be by Easter, but I couldn't tell you that with certainty. But I think it may.
Okay, well, that's encouraging to hear. So, for, you know, there's always going to be the difficult question, but, you know, clearly there's a new wave of investors that have come on board that are somewhat behind Red Rock Resources, somewhat behind the board of directors as it stands today. However, there's always going to be these detractors in life. You know, is there anything out there? Have you got any words you think you could find which is going to help to try and settle the minds of those that have been doubting what you're doing? I can see that you've been cutting remuneration. You're trying to streamline the business. So there's obviously all of this taking place, but I'm not too sure whether the general public are aware of all of this. Have you got any words or final words that you think you could share with them?
Yeah, I think we're continuing to bring down every single cost, and we want to do that. The thing is that we do have to have a certain minimum level of cost, because as long as we hold licenses, and as I say, we're trying to sell, dispose of some of these, we have to put in the regular quarterly reports or whatever, do a minimal amount of work. That actually takes a lot of man hours. So unless you want to write off some assets altogether, we need to do that. But also, in exploring Ivory Coast, which is where our hopes for the future may be live, the most immediate future, we've done some really good analytical, theological work on that, even before setting foot on the ground. Now we've set foot on the ground, I think we can relatively cheaply do a lot more exploration there this year, because the early stages of exploration are cheap, and this is virgin ground in highly prospective countries.
Okay, well, Andrew Bell, thank you for your time, and hopefully we can speak again soon once we can see more of a shape being made with the company.
Yeah, thanks very much.
All right, no problem.